This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the enemy has used every possible means against the country but has failed to defeat the nation.
جمهوری اسلامی یک نظامی است که در مقابل نظام جاهلیت مدرن ایستادگی کرده است و مقاومت کرده است در طول این سالهای متمادی. لذا جاهلیت مدرن با همه ابزارهای خودش به دشمنی با او برخواسته. با ابزار سلاح نظامی، با سلاح فرهنگی، با ابزارهای نوپدید و جدید علیه با ابزار تحریم اقتصادی همه نوع ابزاری رو علیه جمهوری اسلامی به کار برده است. همین جاهلیت جدید، این باطل مستقر رو سراسری که در دنیا متاسفانه وجود داره همه علیه جمهوری اسلامی قیام کردن و نتوانستن جمهوری اسلامی رو شکست بدن، نتوانستن وادار رو به عقب نشینی کنن.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the enemy has also been attempting to sow discord among Shias and Sunnis in Iran, but he said Shias and Sunnis are living alongside each other and are cooperating in the face of the most difficult situations. The leader stressed that this unity must be displayed to the world. Joining us live now from London is Shabir Hassan Ali, who is an activist and Islamic scholar. Shabir, thanks for joining us. Amongst the many means against the Islamic Republic that the leader mentioned was that of sowing discord amongst Muslims within the country, Shias and Sunnis. How important a factor do you think that is, and why do you think it is that Iran has been successful in maintaining that unity within its borders?
I think the strategy of creating discord has been something which is like a key portion of the whole strategy that the empire, that the Zionists have been using, primarily targeting Iran, but targeting the Muslims as a whole. And of course, we can see Saudi Arabia and Israel are like the main flag bearers for this. But the reason why this is not working in Iran is because since the advent of the Islamic Revolution, one of the most important slogans has been unity, unity between all of the various schools within Islam. Be they Sunni, be they Shia, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we are all Muslim, and we all move forward. And anyone who, you know, Imam Khomeini, one of his most beautiful sayings was that anyone who attempts to create discord between Shia and Sunni, he's neither Shia nor Sunni, but he's an agent of the imperialists, of the Zionists, and works for them. So we know, and because these type of ideas, these type of concepts, these type of truths have been given to the people of Iran and those people who are with the Islamic Revolution across the world, this prevents and almost inoculates people against being affected by this sectarian insanity. And it makes them realize that this sectarianism is actually of no consequence, it's of no value. It doesn't assist Islam by saying, yani a Muslim who says, you know, this particular school is better than that particular school, isn't actually helping Islam. He's actually helping those people who seek to harm Islam, because ultimately it's a core component of the strategy of divide and conquer. You get the people killing each other, and then you can go away and steal their resources and dominate over them. So because this has been taught by Imam Khomeini, by Imam Khamenei, by the government of Islamic Iran, this has almost inoculated Islamic Republic of Iran against this cancerous, this poison, really. It must be called what it is. It's a poison. But unfortunately, this sectarian, this sedition is being promoted quite heavily out of Saudi Arabia, out of Israel. And we know that Ayatollah Khamenei historically has spoken about this sedition coming out of American Sunniism and British Shiaism, because there are people across the world who are pushing this idea, saying that X school is better than Y school. And these are just people who are nothing more than servants of imperialism, even though they might not understand it, they might not believe it. And all of this, what I'm saying, it's all reiterating what Ayatollah Khamenei has said previously. It's nothing new, but these are ideas that are so important that they need to be understood by everyone. And it's not just about Islam. If you look at the way the Trump administration, the Zionists and others are working, they need people to be at each other's throats, and they will find whatever angle they can to to create this sedition. With the Muslims, they exploit the various schools of thought, the various sects. But they will also do it with people like, you know, in terms of color, in terms of wealth, in terms of social standing. They will use all manner of things that to sow the seeds of division and to get people hating each other. Like in England, for example, with the whole Brexit thing, you had people pushing the idea of the immigrants are bad. Hmm. You have the same thing happening in America. The irony in America is that it's a country that is built on immigration. So for immigrants to say immigrants are bad, it's almost like looking in a mirror and saying that I'm bad, you know, that they, hmm. that they themselves are bad. It's stupid. But this is the strategy being used by the empire to confuse and to keep people
right.
Away from thinking about the real problems, which is the way that the empire is exploiting, the way the empire is attempting to control and further its hegemony across the world and further its control over the resources of the world and the minds of the people.
All right, Shabir, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.